reconvene with the clerk, please call the roll.
Haas.
Here.
Cesar.
Here.
Dmitrievich.
Here.
Jersey.
Here.
Sanfilippo.
Excuse.
Harris.
Here.
Mr. Chairman.
Here.
A quorum of six is present.
We will continue with our speakers. Turquoise Baker.
Hi.
I want to make sure I don't get skipped. Heather Hansen.
Pardon?
Heather Hansen.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go. I just want to make sure I don't.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I jumped the order. Please take a seat, Ms. Hansen, and you can proceed, and then we'll have Turquoise follow you.
Okay.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure I wasn't skipped as somebody who grew up on Underwood Parkway. The Parkway and the Oakleaf Trail, they were my front yard and my playground as a child. I also spent a lot of time on the grounds where the new development is going to go, and I played soccer on these places. I hiked. I chased after the dog and my brother. I took it for granted that this would always be there for me to use. I should not have. Today, much of these spaces are gone. They've been built as new developments, often important ones that we need. However, it is also important that our families have places they can take our children to play in, that kids can have the kind of adventures that I had as a child. And yes, portions of the Monarch Trail and the new state forest land have been set aside, but it's not enough. Compared to what used to be, it's so much less, and on a sunny Sunday afternoon, it will not take a lot of people there for it to feel crowded and for it to suffer the consequences of overuse. On any summer afternoon walking my dog on the parkway, I see people playing with their kids, having picnics, riding bikes, playing catch. This space, it has a use already, and if it's co-opted for the power lines, then all of us who use the parkway this way will have to find somewhere to go. But quite simply, at this point, there isn't really anywhere else to go. And I think this use that we currently use the land for is also an important use of our community landscape. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Turquoise, you're next. Followed by Tabitha Anshul, is that correct?
Oh, Anshul
Sapati. Anshul, okay. Sorry, I thought it was first name last. Turquoise?
Hello, my name is Turquoise Baker, and I am an eighth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. I have been attending the school for over a decade, and I am concerned that if the power lines are placed above ground, it will jeopardize the survival of the school, as well as the safety of the students and staff. It has been shown that power lines emit electromagnetic radiation that can cause cancer, especially in young kids. Many may say that that is a myth, but people have been made terrible mistakes in the past with people's health, putting people's health at risk. An ingredient in Coke used to be cocaine, which previously was thought harmless. This was clearly a mistake, and the cocaine Cokes were discontinued. Even if the power lines do not cause cancer, they are linked with cancer in the public mind. This could negatively impact our enrollment and the school's future. This can be avoided. We already know the risks. Lives, such as my four-year-old younger brother's, should not be put at risk because people think that maybe this won't hurt innocent children. Therefore, the lines should be buried. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Anshul, followed by Kelly Chase.
Hi, my name is...
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Anshul Tripathi. I'm in fifth grade, and I've been going to Milwaukee Montessori School since I was three. If the high-voltage power lines go over my head, I would not feel safe. If you are going to put high-voltage power lines in our property and bury the lines in the field next to the Medical Research Park, which nobody uses, it is going to cost the same amount of money to bury the lines on our property and put high-voltage power lines in the Medical Research Park field. A study from physicists at the Britain's University of Bristol shows that power lines attract particles of radon, a colorless, odorless gas irrefutably linked with cancer. A study from the Environmental Protection Agency a few years ago raised suspicions of a causal link between electromagnetic fields and leukemia, brain tumors, breast and prostate cancer, and even birth defects. Maria Fetchting of Sweden's Karolinska Institute looked at 127,000 children who lived near high-voltage power lines for over 25 years and found twice the risk of leukemia. I want to study in a safe school environment. I do not wish to have twice the risk of leukemia. I would not want my friends to have that same risk. This is why you should bury the power lines.
Thank you very much. Kelly Chase, followed by Sydney Bush.
Hi, my name is Chase Kelly, and I am an 8th grader at Milwaukee Montessori School, and I have been attending this school since I was 18 months old. I am afraid that if the power lines are put up by ATC, it will not only wreck my school, but also the church we are connected to and the park next door to us called Cannon Park, and I know firsthand how much that park means to people. First of all, we have junior high kids who walk there every day after school to get picked up by their parents. But there are also lots of younger students who go there after school with their parents to play and have fun. ATC hangs the power lines through our school. The lines will also go through the park. If this happens, the park will lose all of its beauty, and it will be a lot less safe for the kids and their families because of not only the cancer risks from the power lines, but also the safety measures around the bottom of the lines. These safety precautions would include tall fences at the bottoms as well as having barbed wire on top. To eliminate these safety risks and the loss of a park in our community, please bury the power lines. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sydney Bush, followed by Shazia Shergill.
Hello, my name is Sydney, and I'm currently a fifth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. Our school has exceptional teachers, employees, students, programs, methods, and classes. If power lines are built above ground on our school's property, it will decrease the value of every property on and around the area. On average, properties near high-voltage power lines lose 10% of their original value. If 10% of our school's value went down, if we eventually decided to sell the building, it would get much, much less than our school is truly worth. It is not fair to take money from everyone in the neighborhood and community just to save money for a single company. ATC is a very wise and wealthy company, and I'm sure that they will be able to make a smart compromise with everyone in the area. What our school is proposing is that if the power lines are hung just to save $6 million, people in the area will lose almost that same value times two in total. The people in the neighborhood who want to sell their houses lose money, and the people at the church and at our school will also lose money, much more money than ATC would lose. I hope that ATC can make a decision to benefit the both of us. Please bury the power lines.
Thank you very much. Shazia, followed by Abby Dillon.
Hi, my name is Shazia Shergill, and I'm an 8th grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. I've been attending my school since I was 3 years old, and my mom has also worked here for the past 11 years. At a previous meeting, we brought up the issue of a power line falling and starting a fire or even hitting someone in our backyard. ATC told us that the probability of that happening is very slim, and it shouldn't happen. Well, yesterday there was an incident at our school with the power lines that run through our backyard. Salt water from the highway corroded the insulation on the power lines, and the moisture in the air hit the unprotected wire, which literally started a fire and explosions in our backyard. One teacher was on his way to school, and he could see the explosions from 2 miles away. There were also parents in the parking lot who said that it was like the sunset was rising behind our school. Now, the likelihood of salt flying from the freeway onto a power line and starting a fire is very unlikely, but it happened. This brings to mind Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. When ATC talks about fail-safes and the small probability of anything going wrong, there still is a chance of it happening, and that risks the lives of the children in our school. So please bury the lines.
Abby Dillon, followed by Shania Bacchus. And if I mispronounce your name, when you come up front, please correct me.
Hi, my name is Abby Dillon, and I am a 7th grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. There are many reasons why you shouldn't put high-voltage power lines above ground on school property. One reason is that the value of the school will decrease if the high-voltage power lines are put above ground, along with the homes that are nearby. For example, a home nearby is on average $150,000. When high-voltage power lines are put up, that home value goes down to about $125,000. That is a lot of money that goes down the drain if high-voltage power lines are put up. Another reason that they shouldn't be put above ground is there is a wide open field that is across from the medical college. And this is what I really don't understand. ATC is proposing to put high-voltage power lines underground at the open field, but above ground at a school where young children play outside. Milwaukee Montessori is proposing to simply switch that plan and put high-voltage power lines above ground at the field and underground at the school. That will cost the same amount of money. Please bury the lines. Thank you.
Thank you. China Bacchus, followed by Connor Rubens. Rubisk? A little hard to read. Rubiak.
Good morning. My name is China Bacchus, and I'm currently a fifth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. As most of you know, today I'll be covering why we should bury the power lines. I will be covering a very important topic, how we will be affected. I currently have a sister that is 1 year old, and she will be attending the school in approximately one more year. I will be graduating from the school in 3, but my sister will be there for 12 more years. My sister is one of the most important people in the world to me. So thinking of her risk of cancer tripling worries me. I trust that ATC will make a wise and thoughtful decision on what we should do. So on that note, please bury the power lines for the kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Connor, followed by John Klein. Connor, I have a 31-year-old son named Connor, spelled the same way.
Hello, my name is Connor Kubiak, and I am a 7th grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. ATC should bury the lines because of health risks to students. Power lines are presumably safe, but there's always a chance that something could go wrong. In England in the 1950s, someone discovered a drug called thalidomide that could stop the effects of morning sickness in pregnant women. Everyone thought it was safe, but the children of anyone who used the drug had flippers instead of arms and legs. I'm afraid a similar disaster could happen with power lines, so to ensure the safety of students at MMS, please bury the lines.
Thank you, Connor. John Klein, followed by Helen Mashevsky. Okay, thank you. Followed by Barb Agnew.
Hello, my name is John Klein, and I'm an 8th grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. ATC is planning to build large overhead power lines straight through our property. This is very concerning. ATC says burying the lines will cost 3 to 5 times the price of overhead lines. Here's the truth. The proposal Alderman Murphy suggested will be the same cost as ATC's proposal. The current plan is to have overhead lines in the neighborhood that our school is located in and have buried lines in an empty grass field. All the new proposal does is give favor to a school, church, park, and community over an empty grass field. Another concern is the likelihood of disaster. Just yesterday, salt corrosion from Highway 45 caused a short out on the power lines leading to our school. One of the teachers could see the light from 2 miles away. This shows the risks of failure. Fail-safes can fail. No matter how many there are, the possibility of all the fail-safes failing is quite concerning, and the possibility was proven yesterday. We understand the need for power and are willing to let the lines pass. We just don't want the negative effects that they will bring to the children, school, and community, which will all be solved by burying the lines. Please don't let a community be hurt. Bury the lines.
Thank you, John. Barb Agnew, followed by Betsy Ganwa. Thank you.
It's going to be difficult to have more compelling testimony than what we just heard, but I represent the Friends of the Monarch Trail. Our parkways and the valuable natural features in our communities, such as the monarch migration, are fragile and finite. Protecting the monarchs and the new county park require continued commitment. This resolution is part of that ongoing commitment. As the new county park gains an identity, it benefits from being part of a larger migratory path and may soon be a candidate for Bird City, Wisconsin. There is solid evidence that overhead power lines are detrimental to migrating birds. If overhead, these lines would diminish the value of this park for humans and wildlife. In the absence of data that would indicate similar impacts to migrating monarchs, it would behoove the ATC to prove otherwise. For the purpose of focusing on the specific decision, here are three things I ask you to consider. We're not disputing the need for power. What we hope to gain is a collective resolve to insist that the ATC reconsider current routes and review alternatives and the creative combinations that are available. Number two, regarding the initial cost, less expensive overhead lines will come at the expense of all of the other things that we value. This is a long-term investment in our future. Where and how to construct these lines can take as long as necessary to get it right. It will be a very long-term impact on the health of the environment and the quality of living in Milwaukee County. And number three, we need governmental bodies to stand with the community to help promote implementing better technologies, encourage creative siting, and finding better solutions. The county board can provide a stronger voice. I urge this committee to support the resolution as a way of stating that Milwaukee County continues to value our parks and the environment as much as growth and development. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hagen. Renee Durgan, followed by Mark Durgan.
Mark Durgan will pass.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Members of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee, my name is Renee Durgan. My husband and I live on 117th Street in Wauwatosa, just south of Underwood Parkway. I am asking you to please support the resolution to oppose the construction of high-voltage power lines through Underwood Parkway. The protection of the trees and the wooded areas of the parkway and those which line the banks of the Underwood Creek are of primary concern to those of us who wish to see Underwood Parkway preserved in its natural state. The trees of our particular interest because they supply both a woodland and an aquatic food chain. The trees provide birds and insects with larvae, other forms of wildlife such as deer, squirrel, and chipmunks are nourished by eating nuts, seeds, berries, twigs, and bark provided by the trees. The aquatic food chain is sustained by the trees situated along the banks of the creek. Leaves from the trees fall into the water. As the leaves decompose, the bacteria content of the water increases and algae forms. The algae, in turn, feeds a variety of aquatic insects and life forms, such as mayflies, dragonflies, snails, and crayfish. If the trees were removed and replaced with high-voltage power lines, these ecosystems would be greatly disturbed, if not completely destroyed. The presence of trees have a direct relationship with improved air quality. Leaves filter the air we breathe by removing dust and other particulates. They also absorb carbon dioxide and air pollutants such as ozone, carbon monoxide, and sulfur dioxide. Inasmuch as trees remove toxins, they also have the ability to emit oxygen. Trees are directly responsible for providing clean air and a healthy environment. It is for these reasons that the trees of Underwood Parkway should be protected and preserved. Your support of the resolution to oppose the construction of high-voltage power lines through Underwood Parkway or any other aspect of the Milwaukee County Park System would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Pamela Downing, followed by Zoe Stuck.
Zoe's going to pass.
Followed by Jim Gooley.
Hi, my name is Pamela Downing. My family and I live at the corner of 119th and Underwood Parkway. And I oppose these lines not just because they set a bad precedent for the park system or because I don't want them in my backyard, but because I don't think they should be in anybody's backyard for reasons that have been eloquently articulated by all these speakers from Milwaukee Montessori School. Instead, I think they should be routed through existing utility or industrial or transportation corridors where there are very few human beings around. This wouldn't be such a problem for neighbors along the parkway if we were only there, let's say, walking our dog once a day, but our house, for example, is about 40 meters from the proposed power lines. We'd be there 24/7. And for years and years, I still have children in the home, as do other families. So given these considerations, I would propose that the board take a stand against this route in keeping with the principle of first do no harm, which I think should apply to public policy as well as medicine.
Thank you very much. Jim Gooley, followed by John Lunds.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, my intent today is not to pile on because I know there's a 15-year penalty for that, but I do want to state that the Park People of Milwaukee County strongly supports this resolution, so much so that we assisted Supervisor Schmidt in framing some of the language of the resolution. Obviously, too, the Park People feel that parkways and parks are meant to be used for recreational and aesthetic purposes, and power lines really don't fit into that. Now, these power lines would be, if they're allowed to go on the parkway, would be an ugly disruption of this attractive environmental corridor. And I think this resolution will send a strong message to the ATC and the PSC that citizens of Milwaukee County value their parks and parkland and don't want parkland to be considered for power transmission purposes now or in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. John Lunds, followed by Eddie Daniel.
Mr. Chair, County Supervisors, thank you for this opportunity. I am the president of Preserve Our Parks, not Preserve Our Parkways, which is a takeoff on our name, which we are proud to okay in this case. We support this resolution thoroughly, and a couple points that I want to make that haven't been brought up before is that when ATC comes through and clears a path for their transmission lines, I'm speaking from experience of what they have done in Glendale recently in the last couple of years, they've come through and taken down every tree that's within their domain, and all the neighbors around us that, and myself included, that have ceded some of our property to that, have lost trees, including mature trees, mature hawthorn trees that are 35 feet tall and would never get any taller, would never under any circumstances that you can imagine be any threat to their transmission lines. Their philosophy is clear cut, and they say they have a federal mandate to do that and a federal order to do that, as a matter of fact, because of the transmission problem out east some years ago. So, you know, what will happen here is if you envision power lines way up above, the trees directly underneath it aren't the only ones come down. There's going to be a wide swath where they're going to clear cut. So that's a problem that I see and something that causes us great concern. The other thing is some years ago there was a Supreme Court decision ruled down Overton Park versus the Department of Transportation that stated that cost cannot be the overriding or the only consideration in routing of public highways. Now, this has no legal bearing on what we're talking here now because this is directed against the Department of Transportation. However, there's a moral connection here in that the Supreme Court said it will always be less expensive to run highways through public parkland than to displace or to run them through privately occupied territory. So, you know, I'm asking you all to think about that. It's always going to be cheaper for them to run it through our parks. It's a big mistake. A lot of people have talked here about how the parks value affect our property taxes. And in the long term, whether or not we go for the cheapest solution or the PSC goes for the cheapest solution or not, you know, 50 years from now, it's not going to make that much difference. So I would, in summary, just want to say that we do support this resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Eddie Daniel, followed by John Novotny.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Committee. I'll be very brief. Most of my points have been made by others. I applaud all of our students at the Montessori School for their passionate plea for burying power lines. I just want to make the point which I don't think has been made, and that is that for the Underwood Parkway route, we're not asking to bury the lines there. We're asking for no lines at all.
Thank you very much. John Novotny, followed by Robert Foles.
Robert Foles will pass.
Followed by Sherry Briscoe.
Very good. Well, thank you. I'm John Novotny. I, too, live on North 117th Street within 100 yards of the Underwood Parkway. And I'm here to really applaud Supervisor Schmidt for taking the initiative to lead this effort right now and to put forward this resolution. We are resolute in our opposition to power lines. If you drive through our neighborhood, you will see 100 signs indicating that there's solidarity among our neighborhood to really oppose high power lines, overhead power lines in the parkway. And what I want to do, leave you with one additional thought. I want to commend the county board for taking action right now and really possibly prevent wasteful spending from the standpoint that there's talk about future restoration of the creek and naturalization of the creek. And it's completely, I would say, counterintuitive to put in a thoroughfare for high power lines at the same time that you're talking about naturalizing a creek. It would be wasteful spending to have to then move those lines or work around those lines that are set in a permanent position. So thank you very much for taking this measure up.
Thank you. Sherry Briscoe, followed by Diane Deaglin.
Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity to speak. Anthropologist Ben Campbell spoke recently at my church about the anthropology and the relationship of humans to the animals and plants on our earth. Our earth is a living entity, and our parks and parkways are essential to that relationship. Do not turn our park system into the new electrical, technical highway of the 21st century. In the 1970s, they wanted to build a freeway on Lincoln Memorial Drive. Fortunately, environmentalists and others fought that travesty and won. Envision a freeway on Lake Memorial Drive. We cannot open the door to any technical development in our parks that would destroy the natural and ecological systems of our parks.
Thank you very much. Diane, followed by Sheila Ryan.
Oh, Ryan passes.
Followed by Andy Andre. Did I pronounce your last name?
Yes, you did. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for letting me have this opportunity to speak today. I serve as the conservation chair for the local Sierra Club here, the Great Waters Group, and we're very concerned about power lines going through the parkway, but also through other natural areas, including the north berm of the Monarch Trail, current Monarch Trail, which is what the Route A is, but also going through any residential or natural area, we're opposed to that. And I think there's no reason that these lines cannot be buried because of the zoo interchange that's happening. There's no reason that the lines cannot at the very same time be buried along Highway 45 and through Watertown Plank Road. And in terms of the cost that's concerned some people, currently the medical complex, I understand, is the one who is the most requested of the need for more power to their facilities. And the medical facilities on the county grounds pay no property tax. They are tax exempt from that. And perhaps they could pay at least an additional fee or a service charge for the additional power that they are requesting to compensate for the cost that would be required for burying the lines as opposed to going overhead. That would be their contribution. Since they're asking from us for more, you know, to have power lines go through our community for more service, they could pay to have them buried so that we can all live together as a community. Thank you.
Thank you. Andy Andre, followed by Christine McLaughlin.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm Andy Andre. I live in Glendale, way the heck away from any of these power lines. And that's exactly why I came this morning to mention it. It is not always in self-interest to promote doing the right thing. Just the money issue seems to be controlling our lives more and more often. I wonder how many of us out here will notice another dime added to our $50 a month bill or higher just because we had to bury the lines and nobody had to live next to them, nobody had to play next to them, or God forbid, even walk their dogs next to them. I wonder how many people that are in the power line business or power industry business would like to buy their new house that is going to be maybe 5-10% less expensive, but right in their backyard is going to have these harmless wires above their heads. So what I'm trying to say is that as important it is to keep the power lines away from the schools, it is just as important to keep them away from everybody else. All of the God's creatures deserve to live in a world without the power lines right next to them, but let's be selfish and just concentrate on people. I know I wouldn't want them in my backyard. So anybody that says that they're harmless is just lying. Whether there's a proof that they cause direct harm, all they have to do is touch them and find out. Okay? Now, I lived in the north side of Milwaukee for the last 40, 50 years. I don't even know anymore. Sometimes when you get a little gray, you forget the numbers. But I remember so often, especially in the spring and fall, going up to the Target on Good Hope Road and about 84th Street or so, and it's a gray, misty day. Have you ever done that? And you just walk up there and you hear those power lines crackling. Not a very pleasant feeling. Imagine if you had to spend some real time there. How would that feel? So do the right thing. Bury those lines and then work on all of the others all over the city and bury all of them eventually too. And if we have to pay 2, 5, 10% more on our energy bill, I'm all for it. And by the way, I have virtually no income these days, and I'm still saying that because good for the community is much more important than the bottom line. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Christine, followed by Carrie or Sandra Moss.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Supervisor Schmidt and the others of you supervisors who've been working on this very important proposition to preserve the little bit of green space that we still have. I live at 12040 West Potter Road, one block up from the Parkway, in a house that's almost identical to Willie Ganwa's, but is worth $50,000 less because of that block and my own deferred maintenance of the building. But every day I walk that parkway, I walk it with my dog. We listen to foxes mating, not a very pleasant sound. We hear owls. In the summer, we hear children playing night games in the apartments across the railroad tracks. It's an incredible piece of land, but I'm not here to talk about that. When I'm not walking the parkway, I work for the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine's Survey of the Health of Wisconsin. We go all over the state and do a very involved survey that includes looking at environmental characteristics as well as the health of people actually living in communities. We've been doing this for about 3 years now, and before I go out and ask you 4 hours worth of questions about your health and weigh you and measure you. Some brilliant and attractive young grad students go out and do an environmental survey, the assessment of the social and built environment. And in this, they go into your community, they look for things that make the community walkable. Contrary to the public service, what's their name, association? Commission, thank you. Contrary to their assertion that there's no, we can't talk about aesthetics because there's no way to quantify them, we quantify the aesthetics of a neighborhood as well as the walkability of a neighborhood. We look at whether there are mature trees, whether there's open green space. That's open green space, not green space with power lines in it. Whether graffiti's present, whether there's interesting architecture. And I can tell you that we can say in research that hasn't yet been published, but which should make sense to you anyway, that there is a strong connection between people's ability to walk in their communities, people's perception of their communities as safe and beautiful, and their weight, the health of their hearts, their absence or presence of diabetes. There is a strong association, even in these common health things that are easier to assess than the more dramatic things that these incredible young people talked about. So keep our communities walkable. Don't bury it in the parkway. Don't put it there at all. Don't sacrifice our parks. The purpose of technology is to serve us, to allow us to make our lives better. And being healthy is one of the ways to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Harry and Sandra Moths. Helen Gayden. Heather Gayden.
Heather.
Sorry, Heather.
That's all right.
Good morning. My name is Heather Gayden, and I represent St. Therese Parish, located on the corner of Blue Mound Road and 95th Street. We are a Catholic parish with approximately 1,000 members. We have an active ministry which reaches literally thousands of people throughout the course of the year at the most difficult as well as the most joyous time of their lives. We want to register our concern for the installation and erection of above-ground power lines on our property. In the lower-cost current proposal from the American Transmission Company, an overhead pole is proposed to be installed only 200 feet from our church. We consider this not only dangerous to our membership, which spans from infants to frail elderly, but also extremely disrespectful of our sacred space. We also note that another pole is proposed to be located 250 feet from the Milwaukee Montessori School, right where the swing set for the youngest children is now located. We consider this an even more serious problem as their tender lives of vulnerable little children would adversely affect the admissions and danger of the pole. St. Therese has been impacted by both the I-94 and Route 45 freeways throughout the years. We have always been cooperative with the city and county projects. However, this current project threatens our long-term viability and our ability to do our ministry, which touches thousands of lives. It is quite possible that the installation of above-ground poles will result in the demise of our church and ministry. We stand with our neighbors, Milwaukee Montessori School and the Poolside Park Apartments, and request that you approve the resolution for Barry power lines only. Thank you for your efforts and for listening to our concerns.
Thank you. Rebecca Mesnick, followed by Jamie Blazinski.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Mesnick, and I'm an eighth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. ATC needs to bury the power lines. There's been a study in England with 35,000 children about how high-voltage power lines can cause childhood leukemia. I don't think any one of the parents in the neighborhood or at Milwaukee Montessori School would want their child to have that close of a chance. I have a summary of the study with me as well. Not only could the high-voltage power lines cause childhood leukemia in the age ranges of 0 to 14, but it immediately decreases the property values of our school. If MMS had to move at one point, we would have less money to get a school as nice as ours now. At one point, every child at Milwaukee Montessori School has or will end up playing football or volleyball out in the backyard. If the power lines were not buried, the kids wouldn't have anywhere to play during recess. Plus, our backyard would be a construction site for at least the summer, but that would get rid of the play area during our summer program. If ATC buried the power lines, it would just be much simpler. There's a second plan by ATC to bury the power lines in a big empty field by the medical college with no neighbors, no school, and no people, and are planning to build them overhead in an area where there are small children and adults. If ATC switched the areas of where they are planning to bury the power lines, the cost would be the same, and everything would be much simpler for the people around the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Wade Krasinski, followed by Katie Austin.
Hello. My name is Jamie Krasinski, and I am a teacher at Milwaukee Montessori School and also a new mother. My son will be attending within approximately a year at Milwaukee Montessori School. I support the resolution that the County Supervisor Schmidt and others have put forward. The UWM Foundation and Milwaukee Regional Medical Center are both on record saying they oppose overhead lines. We are all equally concerned. Our neighborhoods are just as important. Overhead lines represent potential dangers to death and safety, and we need to bury the lines. Please include language in this resolution that reflects all of our neighborhoods affected at ATC's options. Your support of what the Milwaukee Common Council has already approved in its resolution, burying the lines along 95th Street and opposing overhead power lines in our area, would be greatly appreciated by all of our county constituents in our area. Thank you very much.
Katie Austin, followed by David Swanson.
Hi. My name is Katie Austin, and I am a teacher at Milwaukee Montessori School. To be brief, we are joining here with the other groups to ask you to consider us all as one. We are Milwaukee County residents, and those of us along 95th Street ask that you consider an amendment that makes us part of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. David Swanson, followed by Mana Rodriguez, if I'm reading that correctly. Maria. Okay.
Good morning. My name is David Swanson, and I can't take credit for the group of students behind me, but I do have the privilege of teaching them. They are brilliant students. I'm also a parent of a child there, Emma, who's an incredibly cute little kid. Well, first of all, we understand the purpose of this resolution is to send a message to tell ATC to bury the lines, and we are hopeful that this committee will consider an amendment to include burying the lines along 95th Street in that language as well. We are all Milwaukee County residents, and we respect the need for more power, but ATC needs to respect the input of the neighborhoods where they are considering running their lines overhead. Overhead is not acceptable, as clearly stated by everybody here. We want them underground to protect the many, many families, children, and neighbors they will impact. Now, what I have to say, besides my prepared little bit, I think everyone here is just stressing harmony. And I think if you go back to your education, anything you ever learned was this idea of harmony and the balance of things. If it be a science, if it be personal relationships, all the character education we do in school, it's about harmony. And I think there's definitely a simple solution for harmony between ATC and all the residents, and that's simply just bury the lines. Forget money aside, it's about harmony, and I think it's easily achievable. Thank you.
Thank you. Maria, followed by Angela Gutierrez.
Hi, my name is Maria Rodriguez, and I'm a staff at Milwaukee Montessori School. I also have two children who go there who have been going there for about 4 years, and I'm a Milwaukee County resident. Protecting the health, safety, and property values of everyone is extremely important, not only for me, for our friends along Underwood Parkway, but also for those along 95th Street. We are concerned about the children at Milwaukee Montessori School, the parishioners at St. Therese, our neighbors in the nearby apartments, and many, many homes in the neighborhood. Please include, as part of your resolution, the Milwaukee County residents along 95th Street. ATC would like to think we are all fighting separate battles, but the truth is we all want one thing, and that is for ATC to bury the power lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Angela is passing. Ian, I'm having trouble with your last name here. I'm sorry.
Anastas.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Ian Anastas. I'm a parent and teacher at Milwaukee Montessori School, and both of my children attend the school, and I'm also a Milwaukee County resident. I'm here today to offer support for the county resolution to bury the lines and oppose overhead power lines. Connecticut has a law forbidding power companies from building high-voltage power lines close to schools, daycare centers, parks, and where children are. There's a reason for this. There's a reason power companies in the South and Northwest work with communities to keep high-voltage lines away from neighborhoods and schools. They know it isn't good for public health. Why is ATC any different? They say they have our best interest at heart, and they've received our input. Well, we've said it time and time and again, and every time every public hearing, that appears they're not listening. We urge every supervisor here to come together and support burying the lines of the Milwaukee County neighborhoods affected by ATC's plans. There's a right way and a wrong way to do this. Please amend the current resolution to include the voices of those along 95th Street, like those along Underwood Parkway. We support burying the lines and are hopeful you will amend this current resolution to include our voices as well. We are all county residents, and it just makes common sense. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Alex Mackey, followed by Breanne Southern.
Good morning. My name is Alexandra Mackey, and I am currently a fifth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. I'm here today to talk about how ATC is trying to set up high-voltage power lines right across our backyard of our school. I have two reasons why they should bury the power lines instead of putting them in the air. One of the reasons is that they can help cause health risks, and if you ask me, I really don't want cancer, and I'm sure nobody else in my school wants it either. Another reason is that if you don't bury the power lines, our school could lose 10% of its property value. And to think of the houses and neighborhoods around the school, they will also lose their value. And how this would affect my life is that I wouldn't be able to play football, soccer, and kickball if there are huge power lines cutting straight through our playground. At recess, my friends and I enjoy running and playing sports like football and kickball. If ATC chooses to put power lines above ground, we would not be able to play these games anymore. Also, imagine if you were two or three. Would you want to play right next to this huge metal structure? They would be a danger to not just little kids, but any kids in our school. For these reasons, please bury the power lines.
Breanne, followed by Megan O'Leary.
My name is Ariane Southern, and I'm a sixth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. I'm here to argue that ATC should bury our lines. A National Cancer Institute study shows that electromagnetic radiation is linked to childhood leukemia. Leukemia kills more children than any other disease. No student wants to be scared to go to school because of the risk for cancer. We want our stable school environment to stay the same as it is, and we have very young children going to our school. Putting their lives at risk would be a big issue. Even though the technology in medicine has been very modernized since recent years, we still have problems with leukemia and other cancers caused by high-voltage power lines and other types of radiation. Also, the weather in Wisconsin suggests that it'd be a better idea to bury the power lines because of storms and strong winds can cause issues with them. Also, the property values around and in our school be very drastically decreased. And that is why ATC should bury our power line, the power lines.
Thank you. Megan O'Leary, followed by Skylar Fritchie.
Hello. My name is Megan O'Leary, and I'm a fifth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. And today I'll be talking about burying the power lines. It'll affect my life. I've been in Milwaukee Montessori School since I was in preschool, and it has been the greatest adventure of my life. I have had the best teachers ever, Miss Gagnon, Miss Begum, Miss Phillips, Miss Austin, Miss Sugar, Miss Berenscott, and soon to be Miss Pierce. I've learned so much and learned what's right from wrong. The power lines can affect other people's lives. The power lines, if built, were above ground, I'd see them every day and wonder if the radiation is affecting preschoolers and even toddlers. I think the power lines should be buried in our schoolyard. I don't want to take the chance of getting cancer. Please bury the power lines.
Thank you. Skylar, followed by Elizabeth Miser.
Hello. My name is Skylar Fitchie, and I've been attending Milwaukee Montessori School ever since I was three. I also have a younger brother, Nolan, who is 9, and a younger sister, Adalia, who is now 6. She's going to be going into first grade. She tends to run around a lot, not watching where she is going. She could accidentally run into a power line and get seriously hurt. These could also affect my education. Let's say there's a storm, and a power line goes down, and a spike goes into a puddle. Dahlia also tends to fall, with Nolan pushing her around. Let's say she falls into the puddle and she gets electrocuted. Please bury the power line so Adalia, Nolan, and no other little kid or anyone gets saved.
Thank you. Elizabeth Miser, followed by Sheila Ryan.
She passed.
Oh, she already passed. Okay. How about Angela Gutierrez passed? We have someone named Vincent, no last name recorded.
Oh, sorry.
Pardon?
Vincent
DeCastro. Are you going to go Vincent quickly?
Oh.
Okay.
Sir, last one.
Elizabeth, please.
Hello. My name is Elizabeth Miser, and I'm going to talk about how the power lines could affect my family's life. My baby brother, Quinn, was born weighing 1 pound. He was in the hospital for 4 months. Doctors worked really hard so that Quinn could be alive and healthy. Quinn would be ready to start Milwaukee Montessori School next year. It scares me to think that the radiation of the power lines could harm him and all of the work from the doctors would be gone. Between risks of cancer or some sort of accident leading to injury or death, I believe it's just not worth it. Please bury the power line so that my brother, Milwaukee Montessori School, and all the neighborhood can have a healthy, safe life. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard? DeCastri?
He passes.
He passes. Am I to understand that that was your last?
No, we have just two more.
Okay, we have Maya Salome and Olivia Ice.
Hello, my name is Maya Salome, and I'm an eighth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School, and I think ATC should bury the lines. I remember when I was in second grade, recess used to be the highlight of my day, playing football with my fellow classmates, running around with my friends, doing whatever we wanted. We had some good times back then. If they build the power lines overhead, future generations of students will have limited play options. There are also health risks involved. Yes, I know, there is no conclusive evidence relating cancer to high voltage power lines, but this happened with heroin. Two, people thought heroin was a great pain reliever, so at one time it was an over-the-counter drug, but then, as they kept distributing it, they found the people that became addicted to it had health problems, as in liver disease, kidney disease, overdose, pulmonary complications, and it can also spread HIV or AIDS. This all relates back to power lines, because maybe we do not know enough about it to call it dangerous, but maybe we will. And then what? Would my little sister's life be put at risk? Would Turquoise's brother get cancer? Will other kids lose their lives because ATC didn't have the humanity to bury the lines? Thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, Olivia.
Hi, I'm Olivia Ice, and I'm a fifth grader at Milwaukee Montessori School. The overhead power lines would definitely affect all the lives of Milwaukee Montessori School children. It would take away the recess field so later children will not get the experience of playing football with coaches, training for track events, or even just playing in the school's backyard. There is also the fact that power lines could cause cancer for the people of the school, especially in young children and pregnant women. Parents might also be reluctant to put their child in the school if it had overhead power lines right in the backyard. All these problems are a handful for the school, but if the power lines were to be buried, all of those problems were to be buried with it. Please bury the lines.
Thank you, Olivia. And thank you. I understand now, are the students leaving? Thank you so much for your well-expressed opinions. You know, it's clear to those of us sitting here that our environmental future is going to be in very good hands.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Good lesson in democracy.
They were more
speakers
you
had.
Great.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Exhausted the stack of cards. Those who wish wanted to speak, I would ask if there are others here who wish to be heard on this item, on item number one. Please come forward and state your name if you would. Hello again.
Thank you. I had signed a card, but I think it got lost.
You may have.
And I also want to thank Supervisor Schmidt and the other people who've worked with him so hard to bring this to this point here before you. My name is Kathleen Hansen, and I've been a resident of Milwaukee County for 62 years, and I've always lived near a park or parkway. Initially, it was Lake Park on the east side, and then it's a nice park, beautiful, and I'm still a member of Friends of Lake Park, and then it was over by Jacobus Park and Honey Creek Parkway, and then for the last 27 years, I've lived on Underwood Parkway. We in Milwaukee County are so fortunate to have had our city forefathers with the wisdom and foresight to create in the early 1900s this parkway system that's known throughout the country as the Green Necklace, and which is connects the parks, the rivers, the green space, and provides 108 miles of parkway on which people walk, bike, play, are calmed and re-energized by its beauty, its wildlife, and its peace. Red River Parkway has been designated a state historical site, and Underwood Parkway and Honey Creek Parkway are currently eligible for the same designation. I realize that new development is necessary for Milwaukee's continued growth and vitality, but I do not understand why such development and its accompanying need for increased electrical energy cannot occur except at the expense of our established neighborhoods and our parks, parkways, and green spaces. Likewise, as a taxpayer, I realize that it may be more expensive to bury power lines on the county grounds to preserve the beauty and aesthetics of that area, but it's not okay to bury power lines under the streets rather than in or above lawns in established neighborhoods, and to keep them out of our parks, our parkways, and our green spaces altogether. Please do the right thing, I implore you, and as our forefathers did for us, save our parks, parkways, and green spaces for our children and grandchildren and future generations to come. I really do not want my two grandbabies or anybody's grandbabies and children to grow up thinking power line corridors are parks. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. If there are no others wishing to be heard, the item is before us. We have an amendment. Supervisor Dimitri Amen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm very excited to be a co-sponsor of this resolution along with Supervisor Schmidt and DeBruin and others. And also, as a courtesy to those supervisors, I'm authoring an amendment, and the committee members here have it. Did you want myself or the clerk to read it?
Let's have the clerk read it if we could.
The amendment by Supervisor Dmitrievich is as follows. Be it further resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors also supports the City of Milwaukee's position as expressed by the Common Council action and its unanimous vote of 15-0 on January 18, 2012, on file number 101578, which states that the City of Milwaukee's official position is in opposition to overhead lines on 95th Street.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. So I'd move approval of the amendment first.
The motion is to approve. The amendment is before us. Is there further discussion by members of the committee? Questions of the author? Hearing none. Oh, Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you at the last minute there.
Sure.
I think that the amendment is important, and I urge its adoption. I also think it's very important that we look to collaborate and cooperate more with the City of Milwaukee and all the municipalities within the county. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor DeBruin, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay, Mr. Chairman. Well, as you know, I'm Supervisor DeBruin, but very soon I will be an unelected resident and taxpayer in Milwaukee County. But as one of the last resolutions that I have the privilege of being a co-sponsor on, I just wanted to state for Supervisor Schmidt and myself that we certainly do support the amendment before us. If you don't adopt it, then all the concerns about 95th Street from the school and the church and others are not covered in this resolution. I would hope, though, that at, you know, obviously the big fight is going to be at the Public Service Commission. Two of those people were appointed by Governor Walker, the other by Governor Doyle, or former Governor, both former Governor Doyle. That's where the real fight's going to be. And I think the more that the City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, and City of Wauwatosa speak with one voice at that hearing, the better off we will be. So hopefully the City of Milwaukee, when they testify before the Public Service Commission, will also support the Milwaukee County piece of this resolution as well.
Thank you. Questions of Supervisor DeBruin? Hearing none, the item is before us.
That's fine.
You want to be heard?
We said enough. I agree with all.
On the on the amendment, Supervisor Durzik.
If I could just ask to be added as a co-sponsor, both the amendment and the resolution.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So ordered. Further discussion on the amendment. Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jerson.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 6-0 on the amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will gladly move approval now as amended.
We have a motion to approve as amended. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jerson.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 6-0. That item is approved as amended.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to hear the other side of the question. Item 2, please.